Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking now with a writer extraordinaire from, and I mean, he's got, I guess it's got to be nearly 3,500 articles altogether now. But anyway,
yeah,
2,200 plus at Amaland. Joining me now is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
So, we Dean and I talk about bears a lot, and last time he was here, we were talking about bears, but we never got all of the stuff. So let's talk about this polar bear. Now, you have done how many FOIAs on bear attacks?
There's really, I think about, there's a couple of national ones that are federal government ones, and those gone through Amalyn, and then there's a couple of state ones. And one of those went to Amalyn, one of them I did. So, yeah, and these two major ones is where we got most of the data are through Amalyn.
Right. I think at the top of the article it says FOIA incident 47. Have you done that many?
Right. Well, we've gotten hundreds of incidents in these FOIAs, and
right.
Not all of them involve pandas. And some of them, you know, are very interesting and involve rifles and shotguns, and some of them are just not all that much news. You know, so there's you have to go through a lot of them, and I had gone through, I thought that I had gone through the articles and caught them, you know, got all the ones that applied to our database. But I was going back in for something else, and I said, wait a minute, I haven't got this one yet. And it was a case of where it wasn't, you have to read into it a bit to figure out that the person involved used a handgun to defend himself against the polar bear. And it happened on August 17th, 1993. And the Freedom of Information Act database referred to an Up Here magazine from February of 2013, but they where Stephen Smith had given his account to the magazine. His name was redacted in the FOIA account, but he published it in his article, so I didn't have any trouble using it. And he had gotten the year wrong when he wrote the article, you know, about 20 years later, which isn't too surprising. It was only off by 1 year. The actual official report said it was in 1993, and his article remembered it in 1994. So I'm pretty sure the official account is the correct year. It's easy to be off a year when you're remembering things
right.
20 years ago. So anyway, he was doing bird surveys on a very remote island where he had to hang from a harness on cliffs to put bands and, you know, take data of birds on these cliffs up on this extremely remote Arctic island. And it's way north of Hudson Bay in on the edge of Baffin Bay. And so he had gone to bed. It was in summer, August, in a little dome-type tent. And he woke up kind of in confusion. He thought he was having this dream and being buffeted around. And he wakes up and he yells out, "Bear!" And Mags is getting a hold of the zipper to the tent, and he opens the doorway, and here's a polar bear staring him in the face, and he has a pistol in his hand, and he shoots the bear rapidly 3 times with the pistol, and he kills it. Well, that's not that uncommon in polar bear attacks. A fair number of them happen when the polar bear gets into a tent or, and grabs somebody. There have been some recent ones like that. There was a guy, he didn't end up getting killed because his companions managed to get the polar bear to drop him, as he'd already been injured severely and the polar bear was dragging him off, but they managed to drop him, and then they had this was up in the Canadian Arctic, and they had a doctor in the group, and he managed to stitch him up and keep him alive until they could get emergency care. But incidents where polar bears enter a tent and grab somebody are not that rare. I mean, if you're going to look at where bears kill people, where polar bears kill people, grabbing somebody out of tent is kind of up there. It's one of the more likely possibilities to get killed by a polar bear. So then he recounts, and the island that he's at, just to get it in the record, was Coburg Island. And then he recounts that 11 years after that, he's laying out an electric fence as a defense against polar bears, but he hasn't got it up yet. And apparently he'd set down whatever firearm he had. He doesn't say what it was. And this polar bear comes running up and ends up stopping on top of his firearm. And he tries to, bluff the bear by moving toward it. But then the bear stops bluffing and moves toward him, and he backs up, and the polar bear is pushing him. And he gets backed up in against this rocky outcrop eventually, and his companions happen to see what's going on. They shoot and kill the polar bear, and he says he will always be grateful to them for saving his life. And I thought, that sounds reasonable. Now, this, remember, he's writing the article 20 years after it happened in 1993. And then he goes kind of, wokish? He's got to choose which one of those. And he says that he read about this Russian researcher on a different island. And the Russian researcher said that all you really need to defend against polar bears is a stout stick. And the guy's serious. And I was curious about it because that didn't seem like a real good idea to me. We had another guy who did sort of like that, only I don't think he even had a stick. He called himself Timothy Treadwell with grizzly bears, that were in salmon waters, that fed a lot on salmon, and he'd go when they were feeding on all these salmon. And he says, "I can read the bears really well. I'm not afraid of them. And besides, it would be wonderful for me to, well, not wonderful, how do you call it? Like it was some kind of commendation for him to end up in bear scat." And he had his,
well, he got his girl. Yeah. Hang on for me, if you will. I want you to tell the whole story about that before we get too far astray. This article, by the way, was published at Ammoland on the 21st of June. It's still available if you go to all contributors. Like all articles that Dean puts in front of you, it is evergreen. This will always be poignant to look at because this is something that happened, 30 years ago. Nearly 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's just getting out.
Yeah. And I mean, these things, as Dean comes up and throws them out there, this is just another piece of evidence in the continuing saga. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Teamster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And welcome back. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. Talking about the bear, the polar bear attack in Canada. And we've just gotten to Timothy Treadwell, who, are you saying he thought it would be poetic justice if he ended up in bear scat? Is that what you...
I think he was just trying to show that he was such a strong polar bear advocate. Because when it actually came down to it, he did not want to end up in bear scat. And he fought with the whatever tools were at hand, and he didn't have very good tools, and he died. And his girlfriend... I think her name was Amy Huguenard. I may be mispronouncing it. And she, you know, tried to fight too, and she got killed and eaten too. And this was with, they used to call them Kodiak bears, but they're where grizzly bears get really big when they have lots of food. And they were eating on salmon streams, and there's lots of food available. And when lots of food is available and there's a lot of bears, they tend to get along with each other pretty well, and they're not much of a threat because they have lots of food. Well, where Huguenard and Treadwell, he called himself a different name, but that was what his nom de plume was, Treadwell. And where they got in trouble is they were staying out there longer than they expected to. There were some weather problems. And it was getting time for the grizzly bears to den up for the winter, to hibernate. And they get really, really hungry. They're really intense on putting out as many calories as they possibly can. And people think that the bear wasn't maybe getting quite as much food as it thought. And then, well, here's some more meat. And Treadwell and Huguenard ended up being on the menu. But that, the reason I mentioned that is because it seems kind of similar to this Russian researcher, a very well-respected Russian bear researcher. The name is Nikita Ovsyannikov. I may be mispronouncing it a bit, but that's how it reads. And he had this theory. He said, well, we never carried guns around when we were on this island. I think it's, I get his name, the name of the island. One of them is Herald Island, and the other island, I wish that I had it right in front of me, but it's a pretty good sized island. It's under Russian jurisdiction, and there's it's a denning area for polar bears, and it also is a place where walrus congregate in tens of thousands during their breeding season, and so it's kind of like the salmon streams. There's lots of food for the polar bears. And so they're not very hungry, and they tend to be very sociable, and they play with each other. And Nikita was able to wander around amongst them with nothing but a big stick and face down several polar bears. And I think it's because they mostly were pretty well fed.
Right.
I mean, he repeatedly talks about the polar bears, you know, having bloody heads and muzzles from feeding. Well, if they're eating something else, they're not so intent on eating you. And so it's kind of a Treadwell kind of situation. And when the polar bears are not fighting with each other over food, well, they're not that interested in you if you provoke, are somewhat of a threat, too. They're going to go after easier stuff. And so the Stephen Smith, who talked about that he had to shoot this one polar bear with a handgun and save himself, and then he had his companions had to shoot another one 11 years later to save himself. And then he says, well, look, this guy, I've read his stuff. He says polar bears are really not interested in eating people. I mean, if you just got a stout stick and the right attitude, you don't need a gun. And I thought, well, you're not running against hungry polar bears who are starving to death, you know, and are desperate to get some food. And what about when you're sleeping? You know, it's hard to show a dominant attitude to a polar bear when you're sleeping. Or what about the case where some oil exploration worker up in Canada is working on something and he gets nabbed from a polar bear from behind? Well, it was hard for him to project a dominant attitude to that polar bear when he never knew the polar bear was there until he got snatched. So I actually got a copy of the book by Nikita Ovsyannikov to figure out what was going on, because I'd never really heard that theory before, that all you need is a stout stick and you don't have to worry about polar bears. So I think it's in the special circumstances as he found them on that island where he, and he also says, don't try this at home. I'm an expert and I know how to read polar bears a lot better than most people, so I don't recommend it for everybody, which was pretty reasonable. And then we had that other Russian researcher back in 2003, who was kind of similar. He was in a different place, and it was sort of a reserve, and he would go out with just his camera, but he carried bear spray, and he got chomped and killed and eaten by a bear that was not hibernating when he thought it should be. He followed the bear around, and the bear finally decided, well, why is this meat following around? And he used bear spray, and it didn't work for him. So there's the story on that one instance of a handgun save in a bear attack with a polar bear back in 1993 that I just happened to be able to recognize after reading the Freedom of Information Act accounts a little more deeply.
Well, you know, the one thing that, and we're going to continue this because I want to go from here to the your latest article, which I thought was hilarious. Bear spray is human seasoning. Take a gun if you want to survive a bear attack. You know, somebody going into the woods or into the wilderness, right, and expecting to come upon a predator, and all they need is a stick. And how to know how to read them. And I want to ask you some questions about this, and we'll talk about this when we get back. I think that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. If I ever go back into the wilderness, I have a gun already for that. I have a 10 millimeter ready to go. That's going to be my go out into the wilderness gun. But nothing short of that. This article that we're talking about, this next article that we're going to talk about, Bear Spray's Human Seasoning, that was published on the 27th of June. It's the latest thing on there. And you really should take a look at it, especially if you are a hunter of any type. Because for whatever reason, a lot of people that go out hunting, they go out there and they think once they bag their elk, everything is good. They are the top of the food chain, so nothing's going to bother them except in the wilderness. I don't think man is actually at the top of the food chain. At least he's got some competition, so as we have seen over the course of time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. More than 1,500 flight cancellations and 3,000 delays are making for a challenging day in air travel. Patty Mancha is with the TSA.
The airport, the airline, TSA, all of our employees, they're working together to get you and your family to your final destination. Give us a little grace.
United Airlines facing the highest number of delays, followed by JetBlue. The South is experiencing a brutal heat wave. A persistent heat dome has sent temperatures soaring into the triple digits, breaking records and creating life-threatening conditions. Excessive heat warnings are up from Arizona to Alabama. President Biden's most recent verbal gaffe is raising eyebrows. During an interaction with reporters outside the White House today, Biden mistakenly asserted that Russian President Vladimir Putin is losing the war in Iraq instead of referring to the situation in Ukraine. It's been reported the president made a similar error last night in Maryland. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking with Dean Weingarten, talking about bears and everything. Tell me something. I have read, and I don't remember where I read this, but I read it recently. I have read that if a black bear attacks you, that black bear is probably going to try to eat you. He is predatory on that one if it's a black bear. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty well covered in the literature. Most black bear attacks are predatory. That is, they're looking to kill and eat you. And most grizzly attacks, grizzly slash brown bear attacks, are for a variety of other reasons. There seem to be a much smaller percentage of the grizzly attacks that are predatory, because in a great many cases, the grizzly bear, after he is either mauled you and done nasty damage to you or killed you, he will walk away. He will let you lie there without necessarily covering you up. Now, sometimes he'll cover you up with sticks and stuff and, rake things. So if he does that, he probably is coming back to eat you later, because that's how bears, grizzly bears, cache. That's how they store their food for later. And there are predatory grizzly bear attacks, but most of them don't seem to be predatory, at least right away. We've seen a number of grizzly bear attacks where sometimes they think you're a threat to a food supply, you know, like there's a dead moose they're feeding on, and you come within 100 yards of it, and they say, "That guy's trying to steal my moose. I'm going to mess him up." Or it, however much they think. I don't think bears think a lot. They mostly just act by instinct. Sometimes grizzly bear sows that have cubs will attack people they think are getting too close. And sometimes that can be from a long ways away, but a couple of instances, one well documented by Herrero, where the sow was 200 yards away from this person, and she charged 200 yards to get at him, and he fired warning shots and everything, and it was a park ranger who was the one being charged, and he finally had to shoot her like 10 to 15 feet, kill her to stop the attack. So that's the big difference between the two. So people who play dead and just get, you know, chomped up and maybe lose the use of an arm or an eye or something like that often survive a grizzly attack. But with black bears, they'll start eating you as soon as you stop moving, or at least as soon as you stop moving enough for it not to be a problem.
Right. Okay, so let's get on to this about the bear spray, because I was thinking about getting some bear spray for use as an anti-personnel sort of thing.
Sure.
I do not, and I might would carry some in the woods, but I mean, I'm sure it doesn't weigh that much, but that's not going to be my first thing I go to. But anyway, bear spray. Bear spray, you find a bear spray doesn't work as much as a gun does, I take it?
I think that we can reach a consensus on the data. What data we have is that it doesn't work as well, at least not as well as handguns. What I think we are seeing here is a data artifact that has to do with how people treat handguns versus how they treat rifles and shots. What we see is that people are more likely to lean a rifle or shotgun up against a tree when they answer a call of nature, or they're going to set it next to a tent pole when they go inside the tent, or they just tend to leave rifles or shotguns outside of reach more often than they do handguns. Another thing I've seen in quite a few cases is, and it seems more common in other countries than the U.S., although I've seen a fair number in Alaska, is they will walk around hunting by themselves with an empty chamber. I always thought that was kind of weird, because in a lot of my hunting, you have to shoot reasonably fast. You don't get a lot of time, you know, if you've got a whitetail that you've surprised at 20 yards or a grouse erupting at your feet, you know, you just got a fraction of a second to get it on and shoot. And it doesn't work well if you have to work the action to put a round into the chamber. But for some reason, a lot of people, when they're hunting, even by themselves, will not have a round in the chamber on a rifle or a shotgun. That's usually not the case with a handgun. So part of what we're seeing, I think, for rifles and shotguns is that they're just not kept in as ready condition. Or they're slung over the shoulder, and it takes a couple of seconds to get them off. So I just wanted to put that out there to realize that that's the thing.
Right.
But for handguns and bear spray and, I would say, you know, belt knives, getting access to them is all roughly the same kind of problem. You have them attached to your gear or your belt or whatever, and you have to get them out. And on the case of bear spray and handgun, bear spray particularly, you have to get a safety off, and you have to get it in pointed in the right direction, and then you have to activate it. Well, pistols have gone through a whole lot more evolution with holsters and pistols, 150 years at least, with cartridge handguns, where people have figured out the best ways to carry them, where you can get at them quickly and put them into effect. So, with that, with all those things mentioned, I think, and I will say, I'm not in charge of the headlines at AmmoLand, so I might have phrased this headline a little differently. But we... what we see is that in the papers that research or look at use of bear spray versus use of handguns, or there's a lot of I would call it selection error, selection bias, data selection bias. And the reason is that if you look at bear spray and you look in large part at incidents that happen in parks with a lot of people around, and almost 30% of the incidents are park rangers spraying bears to harass them deliberately, that's a different circumstance than if you look at the literature in magazines and books for bear attacks. So it's not surprising you have more injuries when you're looking for cases that have injuries than you're looking at cases which were reported without regard to whether there were injuries there or not. And then how you look at the data once it's assembled, there's a problem. It's not really selection bias. If you expect a particular outcome, you're more likely to accept data or an interpretation of that data that favors the outcome you've already decided on. So if you think that handguns are not really effective, or if you think that bear spray is really effective, you're going to look at the data with that in mind, and then the analysis of the data becomes subject to what we call confirmation bias. So I was trying to figure out how can we find a way to escape selection bias and confirmation bias. And I hit on the idea, well, when we look at crimes, we look at homicides.
Hang on right there. Hang on right there. We'll pick it up on the other side. Turn to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last time on the fire line, talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about, we've been talking about bears here and some other things. But what were you about to tell me about homicide and that other fun stuff?
Well, one of the ways that we try to get away from selection bias and reporting problems and confirmation bias when we look at human crimes is we look at homicides. Because with homicides, there's a body, there's usually a significant investigation. They're the least likely crime to be just overlooked. So you have pretty good depth for homicides generally. So I said, well, let's just look at attacks where bear spray was used or where handguns were used because I have the handgun data. And people were killed. You know, fatal bear attacks. Because when you have the fatal bear attacks are pretty rare, and so they're well recorded and they're well investigated. And if you look at the official reports, you can usually find out fairly quickly whether a handgun was fired during the bear attack or whether bear spray was sprayed during the bear attack. And we're talking fatal bear attacks. So we have data on every case we can find documented of when handguns were fired as a defense against bears, and we have them from about 1890 up to present. About 170 cases altogether, and 146 of those are handguns only. I mean, there wasn't anything else. There wasn't any other fatal or lethal force used. Because some of these, like 24 of them are combination cases where, you know, a rifle or shotgun is used. And we don't use those for statistics because it's muddy, because there was somebody shot the bear with a rifle as well as a handgun. But we keep them in the database just because a handgun was used, and that was our policy. So we have found, of those 170 cases, 146 handgun only, one fatality. And that was a famous case in Svalbard Archipelago, where a group of tourists and their guide tried to use a .22 handgun to stop a polar bear. And they had some flares and other things they tried, and it wasn't successful. The person who had the .22 handgun got killed, and his colleague, who actually shot the bear with the .22 handgun, because it was either dropped or tossed to him during the attack, was severely mauled. And we said, yeah, that's clearly a fatal failure when a handgun was used. But early on with bear spray, and bear spray only came out in 1986, early on people said, well, as we started having failures with bear spray, well, yeah, look, nobody's been mauled. And then they said, well, yeah, but the injuries are small. And then they said, well, okay, the injuries are pretty severe, but nobody's been killed. And then once we started getting fatalities, they just stopped saying that bear spray works all the time. Or even 98% of the time, which was always a bad number. So I started looking at fatalities. There have been seven. The first one was, I mentioned in the last segment, was Vitaly Nikolayenko in 2003. And he was killed and partly eaten by a European brown bear, which is so close in genetics to being a grizzly bear, there's really no significant difference, or very little, in Russia. Well, then we skip to the second incident was Aaron Johnson was killed by a black bear after the bear was sprayed in Alaska near the Pogo Mine, 2017. And then we have Mark Uptain was killed by a grizzly bear in Wyoming after spraying bear spray in 2018. And then in 2020, we have Daniel Schilling was killed by a bear. And they were both black bears and grizzly bears that appear to have been feeding on them because they found DNA from black bears and grizzly bears at the site. So we don't know which species killed him, but there was bear spray all over the place. And then we have Curtis Blaze used bear spray on a big black bear, which was killing his wife, Stephanie, in northern Saskatchewan in 2020, August 27, 2020. And the bear spray didn't prove effective, so then he got a rifle, and then he killed the bear with the rifle. But he reported that the bear had already killed his wife by the time he used the rifle. So it's hard to blame the rifle, but I think we can blame the bear spray because he tried the bear spray first. And I don't know how long it took him to get the rifle, but it's possible that the very strict Canadian gun laws meant the ammunition and the rifle had to be locked up separately. I haven't got the details. I'd love to interview him. Maybe I'll get a chance. That's the most nutty of the bear spray fatal incidents. Then we had the sixth incident in 2021 when Carl Mock was killed by a grizzly after spraying a bunch of bear spray. And then we have the seventh incident in July of 2021, Leah Locum was attacked and killed by bear spray in Ovando, Montana. And she had practiced using bear spray. She had bear spray in the tent, and she had sprayed bear spray outside the tent before she was attacked, drug out of her tent, and killed by a grizzly bear.
Why would you do that? Is that bear spray is not like CS where it just sits there and lingers, is it?
It lingers for a little. It's pepper spray, so it lingers for a little bit. And it's got, almost all of them have colorants in them, so you can tell. You know, it has bright orange colorant in the bear spray, so you can see where it's been sprayed. And it's also easy to determine if a bear has been hit by it, too, because usually that colorant lasts on its fur for at least a few days, depending on how much rain there is and everything. So we see that we've got seven fatalities where bear spray was used in trying to defend against the bear. And we've got one where handguns were used in defending against a bear. So are we, you know, is somebody going to argue that people attack bears with bear spray seven times as often? And not only that, but we have handgun usage for covering about 130 years. We've got 30 years of bear spray.
Right.
So I think that's a pretty good indicator that handguns work a lot better to defend against bears than bear spray. Not to say bear spray can't be useful in a lot of cases, but if the bear is intent on harming you, I would say you're better off with a handgun.
Well, I would think when you go out into the wilderness and you're by yourself or you're with a group of people and, I mean, help is a long way away, it's okay to have a plan A if you got a plan B, C, D, and E.
I wrote another article about this a while back where I looked at cases where people use firearms and bear spray. And usually what happens is people use the bear spray and then it doesn't prove effective, and then they shoot the bear with the firearm, either a handgun or a rifle.
Right.
And that's happened in several instances. Well, there's one case where bear spray was used and the bear stopped attacking one guy enough that he could get his handgun out, and then he fired a couple of shots. We don't know whether he hit the bear or not, and the bear left. So I call that indeterminate. I don't know whether the bear spray caused the bear to flee or whether the shots fired the bear to flee. But in most of the cases that I've seen where both bear spray and firearms are used, the firearms are used because the bear spray fails.
Fascinating. It's a fascinating field because it's always, we're going to see more. You'll find out more and more of this as more things come to light. Because do you think everything has come to light yet?
No.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that is clear from the research I and others have been doing is that most of the defensive situations are never reported because why would you? And I think one of the reasons that we're seeing more grizzly bear defenses than black bear defenses is by federal law you're required to report if you shoot a grizzly bear in self-defense.
Right.
And it's a felony if you don't. So people don't want to risk the felony. But if you're up in Alaska and a grizzly bear...
We have run out of time. We will pick this up on later on this week when we finish the week with you, sir. Thank you for taking the time to join us today.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. This has been Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.